Investigation of an officer-related shooting that occurred in Syracuse over the weekend. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a 41-year-old man was killed and officers and bystanders were injured at a Father's Day party that turned unruly on Sunday night.
Police were tipped off that there could be a shooting at an event that eventually made its way into the James Geddes public row houses on Syracuse's near west side. An officer responded after hearing shots fired, ultimately having to discharge her gun. Two people were shot, including the man who died and a woman who was injured. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler says it is still under investigation as to who shot them.
We're talking about more than one person firing their weapons in a small area, quite frankly, a small, highly populated residential area. So it becomes extremely chaotic.
Multiple shots were fired from at least four different handguns in different locations. When more police arrived on scene, some in the crowd of more than 100 people began throwing rocks and bottles at officers. Fowler says he and the father of Gary Porter, the man who died, will make a joint statement when the father returns to Syracuse. Fowler says more information will be released at that time. On Monday morning, police still remained on the scene.
Sadly enough, it happens every year.
16-year-old Kiana Torrance lives a few blocks away in the neighborhood that not only has some of the highest concentration of poverty in the city, but tens of millions of dollars in new investment as well. Marianne McCluskey also lives there and came home a little bit after the shooting.
We saw a helicopter buzzing around the sky and cop cars just everywhere. I was terrified.
And with the 4th of July coming up, McCluskey worries she will not be able to tell the difference between fireworks and gunshots. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.